question I get asked a lot from other fellow podcasters is if their podcast needs to be on YouTube. And honestly, this is a question that I've asked myself time and time again as well. And I've gone back and forth on this because it is not the simplest thing to do. But after having spoken to a handful of podcasting experts and their experience with this, I finally have an answer for you. So in this episode, I'm going to be answering this question: should your podcast be on YouTube? My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capture, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Hello, hello, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Podcast Show. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capture. I am excited to be answering this really important question for you. Should your podcast be on YouTube? Let me tell you a little bit about how this came about. So a few weeks ago, I was on a mastermind coaching call with some other online business owners, some who were really successful and some who were just starting out. It was kind of a broad spectrum of people. And there was a question asked by this lovely, lovely couple, Raf and Sarah. They'd been struggling to get traffic to their funnel and wanted to know some organic sources for being able to do that. They already have a podcast that's working pretty well for them. All their clients who sign up to their relationship coaching offer mentioned that they'd listened to their podcast. So it was working from a lead gen, or at least from a conversion perspective. At this point, there was another participant who chimed in, and he hands down believed that they needed to be on YouTube. And why was that? Because it's the second largest search engine, owned by the largest search engine, Google. So it kind of makes sense, right? But I could also see the overwhelm on Raf and Sarah's face, the overwhelm of having to do potentially more work. And so this prompted the question: should experts who podcast be on YouTube too? Is that going to be more work? Is it as simple as throwing an audiogram up if you don't have a video? What about all the editing? What about our channels being penalized for videos that don't do well? Because let's be honest, it is highly unlikely that people will be watching an audiogram of a whole podcast episode on YouTube. And yes, your channel does get penalized if there are a ton of drop-offs. There are so many questions and considerations that go into this. So I thought I'd take it a step further. I'd take it a little bit deeper and speak to a few experts. So while I was at Podfest, I asked this question of a few other podcasters: should we be on YouTube? And they had a pretty consistent answer. And that consistent answer was yes. But, and there's a caveat here always, a big, big but: only do it if you have the spare bandwidth or capacity if you have that spare capacity, or if you have a team that has that spare capacity. And only if you've decided that you want to focus on YouTube as the next platform to master, because you really only should be mastering one platform at a time. Now, if you are a Capture user, you will already have a ton of bandwidth freed up for you that you can spend on this. If you're not, well, then what are you waiting for? Free up your time, free up your team's time. Okay, this is a no-brainer. Get in on the free beta program. So assuming that you have a little bit more capacity, either yourself or in your team, and you want to use this capacity to get your podcast onto YouTube, what we're going to do right after this quick 30-second ad break, when we come back, we're going to dive into how to do this so that your main branded channel, if you have one, doesn't get penalized as well. Okay, this is going to be the key to how you get your podcast onto YouTube. We'll be right back. Okay, so we are talking about, or we're diving into the question of: should your podcast be on YouTube? And if so, how? How do we do it without having our main branded channel penalized from generally poor retention rates on podcast videos? So joining me is my co-founder, Bonarai. Welcome.
Hello, it's good to be here.
Okay, so we are talking about, should we be on YouTube? And let's first talk about And, you know, in my intro, I kind of said, yes, you should. Well, that's about
spoiler alerts.
Well, yeah. Why? Why should we be on YouTube? So I know, and I think a lot of people know that there's a strong, strong SEO capability that YouTube has. Mm. Can you dive into a little bit of that with us?
Yeah. So like you mentioned in the previous section, YouTube is the second highest search engine owned by the, second largest search engine owned by the largest search engine. So they just own search.
Yeah.
But there is a very specific, I mean, I'm a big Googler, like we say, we just Google everything, but there is a very specific kind of almost culture that's, you know, about YouTube searches. Mm. So you will find that, you know, when you, even when you're Googling things, if you know, you actually get a lot of YouTube responses as well. So there's, it's very important that when you are thinking about the context in which your person is looking for things, that there is a very specific reason that they go to YouTube as well.
Yes.
And that is why you do want to, like you said, if you can, when you have the time and capacity and actually created it from using Capture, that you actually think about how do you actually work on the YouTube specific SEO as well. It's not just because SEO isn't a monolith where you're just like, yep, I just want to be searchable.
Yes.
You know, being searchable and visible on YouTube is actually slightly different to being visible and searchable on Google.
Right.
So that's what you want to think about. And there are tools and processes, obviously, that are specific to YouTube.
Yes.
And that you know, that we follow and actually we see results on as well. So it is important for you to understand that the difference between the two engines.
Okay, cool. So given that, so we kind of know, yes, we should be on YouTube, again, if we have the time. So that's the first thing, because there's such powerful search capability that goes along with that. So and if we want, which we should, have our podcast be visible to more people, then mastering SEO in some form is one of the ways to do that.
Yes.
So if we're like, okay, we've made the decision, we're going to put our podcast on YouTube. Now the next question comes about, how do we do that without actually penalizing if we have a branded account? So for me, for example, I have my DJ Shen Capture account that I do a lot of much more tighter how-tos.
Yes.
And then, and I'm like, when I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, do I want to put these full podcast episodes on that YouTube, which are just most likely going to be an audiogram of some form? No one really wants to watch that. What do I do in that instance, right? Like, do I want to be putting those onto my DJ Shen Capture account, or do I do something else? And so when we were talking to some other people, it sort of became obvious. I was like, oh, okay, that seems
when
to
you
be,
say it like that.
Yeah, exactly. That we can just create a separate account for it. So it gets our podcast and the content visible. Now, people may not listen to the whole thing, but at least, again, everything's about visibility, right? Mm-hmm. They know that we exist, and they've hopefully, you know, either followed us, subscribed on their listening platform,
yes.
Which means that the next time that they want to listen to a podcast, we show up.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. How do we go? What? How do we think about creating that separate account?
Yeah, so I guess the great thing is YouTube makes it very simple. Like you said, you just provide the most compelling reason why to do that. And it's because so that your existing account doesn't get penalized. Even if you don't have one yet, that might be something that you want to create in the future. So it's worth just having that and having a separate account for your podcast. And really, it's very simple. It is important that it is branded, because of that people actually realize this is a podcast that they're listening to. If you think about a parallel, another group of people that do this really well are people who have meditation.
Yes.
Or other forms of audio content, where again the video itself is just a little moving thing, nothing too crazy, but then it's just almost like a lead gen thing to say, okay, you've stumbled upon meditation music to fall asleep. Now if you click here, you can actually get access to a lot more on my app or whatever it is. So similarly with podcasts, where going in, there is a branded view of, okay, this is a podcast channel hosted by a person. And so we write our descriptions from your perspective as the host of the podcast. But it's very obvious that it's a podcast channel, and people can just maybe listen to it, one of the playlists or one of the episodes, get a sense of it. But it's really quarantined and separate from the DJ Shen Capture account. But I can see that it is run by DJ Shen. This is a podcast that's hosted by DJ. So I do get a sense of, it's not just a random video.
Yes.
So your channel is branded. You do talk about, you know, what the podcast is about. We have a photo of you on the banner and all that kind of stuff. But it's very obvious then that what I get here is full podcast episodes. And
yes.
You know what? I should just go and listen on my favorite podcast player app.
Okay, cool. Before we get into almost the third thing, which is what to do, the actual content to have on your account versus your podcast account, talk us through almost, because you're the team copywriter, so you do all the descriptions, et cetera, for YouTube. So what is almost the difference? And where I'm going with this question as well is how can Capture help with making that process of writing YouTube descriptions a lot simpler and easier? So what's the difference between, say, the podcast player description, the show notes, and the YouTube description?
Podcast player description, show notes, and YouTube description.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Well, YouTube description should be on our product roadmap.
Yeah.
I do it as a manual step. So the process that we follow for our YouTube episode descriptions is we get the draft from Capture.
Yeah.
It does a lot of that copywriting for us. Obviously, it's written more from a place of a podcast player description, which is how do you just really hook this person where they're just, oh gosh, this sounds really, really exciting. So that's always a really good place to start because people are still scrolling on YouTube, likely. So what we do on top of that is we say, okay, that's interesting. That's what Capture is telling me based on what Deidre spoke about in this episode, that the key topic is. And then what our team does is then they take they do some SEO research, some keyword research and validation for YouTube. So that's why I don't want to go into too much crazy detail, but we're looking to say, okay, well, this particular episode is meant to be about episode titles. And this is what Deidre spoke about. We know that from what Capture's created for us. Now let's look at what people are searching on YouTube for when it comes to episode titles. And lo and behold, it's not always what we think it's going to be because the YouTube audience is slightly different. So then what I do is, so the team thankfully do this legwork for us, but they said, these are the keywords that for YouTube are ranking really well. And actually, there's a really great tool called TubeBuddy, which I'll drop a link to in the resources here. And it will show you kind of how you can watch most easily optimizable as well, because it's not just the ones that people are looking for, but where do you have the best chance?
Yeah.
So then I'll look at that and say, okay, now we can just tweak some of the descriptions. And I'll put a couple of examples in where I've made some changes, just so that it's likely to be surfaced up for a YouTube audience who are looking for that specific thing, if that makes sense, rather than just a pure curiosity hook.
Yes.
But what we do use for the curiosity hook is the cover for
the thumbnail.
The thumbnail, So there we can go all out because that's not a searchable thing. That's going to be a very visual, attention-grabbing thing.
Yes.
And then the description itself is a little bit more driven by YouTube keywords.
Got it.
So that is the difference between the player description, podcast description, and the YouTube description.
Yes.
And then you asked about show notes. So show notes is very much based on Google. So then similar process, right? So Capture has created all of the show notes for me. I take a look at it. In the meantime, while that's happening, our team member will then do SEO research on Google. With some topics, YouTube and Google are very similar. In other topics, it's a bit of a difference. So in terms of some of the longer tail keywords, we'll take another look and say, okay, what do we need to tweak here to make sure that it's now SEO, it's been optimized for Google. So there might be some slight tweaks. So I can drop an example of that as well.
Yes.
That's how, it's just a bit of optimization.
And you can see why we say only do this if you have the time or you have a team that has time, because there is a little bit more finessing in all of this. We are very, if you listen to the episode on the podcast ROI killer, you would know that we are very, very intentional with every platform that we're on. We want to be using it to its fullest capability, for its audience, for what the platform is built for. And you can see that we're doing the same thing even with YouTube and Google. We actually have different keyword research based on that platform, which I know a lot of people don't do, but that's, it's important, right? If you're going to use that,
if you're going to be on there.
Exactly.
And I think I have to say that would have been for our team and my time kind of impossible if we didn't already have such a draft. So obviously when we were writing them from scratch, would not have had the time and capacity. We probably have deprioritized this. But when you've already got a really good draft and you know what the keywords are, then it's just a matter of it's a matter of then looking up the keywords and doing that additional work on top of the work that Capture has already done for
Yes.
you. And we want to make sure that in the description of our of the podcast YouTube channel, that we do want to be linking it back to our main channel.
Yes.
To your point before, where then people can actually make that link to be like, oh, okay, this is actually link to Deidre Shen.
Yes.
And the link is actually there so they can go and just click on that to see what other content we're creating.
Yep.
Okay. So the first thing is, yes, you want to be on YouTube because it's got great search capability. The second thing is to be on YouTube for your podcast, create a separate account for it and just name it the same as your podcast name. So I have a YouTube channel that's called Grow My Podcast Show.
Yeah.
Which is just literally just houses these podcast episodes. And then I have a separate, my own branded account, Deidre Shen Capture account, which is more tighter how-tos that go in there. Okay, so that's the second thing, right? Create a separate account for your podcast. So the third thing then, let's talk about what do we want to do on both accounts, right? Mm-hmm. Because again, if you listen to that podcast or iKiller episode, I talk about that we are not about repurposing. We're all about reconcepting.
Yes.
That's not to say that you can't actually use the content that you create. You can't reuse that, but we just want you to think a little bit differently about how you use it. So, for example, for us, we put just this whole podcast episode on the Grow My Podcast Show channel.
Yes.
And we just create an audiogram and it just plays. It's searchable. We've done all the research. We've linked it back to my main channel. So that's all set up.
Yeah.
By the way, as an aside, just to prove about, when we say people don't watch podcast episodes on YouTube, I had a look at the stats and the average viewership was something like 3 minutes on the Grow My Podcast Show videos. Anyway, so there's that, unless people just don't see value in any of these podcast episodes that I do, that we do. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then we go to your main branded account, if you have one. Now, again, you don't have the time to be doing this, and this bit is probably not for you. Mm-hmm. But I did want to call this out just for those who are on YouTube as your brand and you're thinking about potentially setting up another account for the podcast.
Yeah.
So what I do personally is I actually still reuse this content, what I'm talking about, but I only hone in on the bits where I'm sharing value or tips.
Yes.
Right? Because again, YouTube, like that's what people go onto YouTube for, right? They just want to get to the point. It's like, I don't have all this time. Just give me the things really quickly.
Yeah.
And so that's what I actually use on the YouTube videos.
Mm. Like in this particular example for this episode, it would be these three things that we're just discussing that's clipped in nice and tight for people to find their exact answer, hopefully very quickly.
Yes, exactly. And you want to be using the description. Can you talk us through how we come up with the descriptions and almost like how we link? Because this can be a little bit of a maze, right? To go, obviously with the podcast channel, you want to link it back to your main channel. From the main channel, we want to be going to your show. Are still pushing people to your show notes, to your website, all those things. Can you talk through how we build the maze?
Yeah. And YouTube descriptions are one of those ones, because I know there's usually a bit of a, with everything on when you're posting, just have the one call to action. And that is absolutely true, especially of the more demand-based platforms where people's attention is very, very, and just want to focus on the one thing, just the next step. A YouTube audience is slightly different. So this is one where people are researching, they're perusing, they probably have their laptops up and they're really diving deep into this particular thing and more likely to binge, as we know that, YouTube does a very good job of like, here's the next video, then would you like this? So they are in that mode already. And this is always up for experimentation, but we, with our descriptions for the Deidre Shen and Cap Show channel, what we do is we still want the description to be very specific to the topic being discussed, especially so because it's such a tight video, as you say, 5-10 minutes, getting straight to the point. And we want that description, that first couple of lines, to be, this is exactly what you're going to get from it. And we do tighten those up a little bit because it's more about, like, again, we know this person has clicked through because they're looking for a very specific answer. This is what you're going to get. Bang, just hit play.
Yeah.
And then what you find, and I'm sure, I don't know if you're on YouTube very much as the user, is if it's good, then you're like, what else does this person have? And then so what we do is we always have for our value tips. Well, most of the time, I think 95% of the time we have, we have a lead magnet or we have an additional value that we are adding. So similarly, we'll just say, this is where you can get that.
Yes.
And what was mentioned in the episode or this particular part of the video. And then we have, like you say, the calls to action to actually
you know, engage with us more. Yes. So in your case, we have obviously the show notes, so I should say our podcast website,
yeah,
where we actually host all of the more fully formed content for our episodes. And then we also say, you know, here's, you know, where you can find, connect with me more personally. So that's where all of your social links and your website can go. So as someone who's an expert who teaches other people these things, that is also what people are looking for, because chances are, especially if they found you cold, if they found you from a very much a keyword search and say, I'm looking for this exact solution, and they really like what you're saying, and the next thing before they start to consume more of your content, they're going to want to know who this person is.
Yes.
So that's the thing you have to balance, especially as an expert who's podcasting. People that already know you are probably going to be, you know, trying to get to your website in other ways or following you on social media and things like that already. So that's how you, so we kind of have those two sections. The top part of the description, it is a bit longer on the DG Show and Capture channel, the branded channel, I should say, is very much to do with the video that they just watched. And the second half, if you will, is more about the person behind the brand.
Yes. Love that.
Okay. So those are the three tips that we have to answer the question of should your podcast be on YouTube. The first is yes, if you have the time, okay, because it is a powerful search engine. So that's the first thing. The second thing is if you already have a channel on YouTube, create a separate account for your podcast, because it doesn't get a lot of views on YouTube. So you just want it there for the visibility and for the searchability, but go into it not expecting that people will actually listen to your podcast on YouTube.
Yes.
So don't penalize your main brand account with that. Okay. And then the third thing is, what do you do? So on your podcast channel, you can just do an audiogram, post your whole podcast episode on there. On your main branded account, you want to tighten it up, only focus on the values, the tips that you share. And obviously Bonner went into a ton of detail around what you put in your description. So if you need to re-listen to that, I think we'll drop some resources in the show notes anyway.
Yep.
And if you want actually more info on how to exactly optimize your YouTube description for SEO, then this is how you can do that. You can sign up to the free beta program for Capture. Okay. I mean, that's a no-brainer. You should already be doing that. Exactly. Like, just do that, right? Just go do that right now. And what will happen is you'll have an opportunity to purchase training on exactly how to do this. Plus, there's training on other organic marketing tactics, all designed to grow your podcast. Okay, so you'll have the opportunity to opt in to get the detailed step-by-step instructions of exactly what Bonner spoke to on how you optimize your YouTube descriptions for SEO, which you will have time to do, because Capshow will do all the heavy lifting for you by writing the description for you already. Like, crazy. Crazy. So go and do that. We will leave all of the links and resources in the show notes. So if you get lost, just go over there, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.